This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Chaka Khan. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reshow. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we change it up a little bit on Fridays. Get the beat cranked up. Get the dance party going. Chuck always gets first request. A little Chaka Khan. Get us going. You know who wrote this song?
No.
Prince.
Oh, really?
He did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I do remember that in
he
the
did,
video.
He did a version of this song himself.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay.
That was on like that four CD greatest hits that he had.
Okay.
But yes, this song was written by Prince.
Okay. The one thing I remember about the music video for this song, do you remember the movie Breaking? You probably didn't watch. Did you watch Breaking?
Okay. Was that the breakdance movie?
Yeah,
and all that?
Well, there were several, but this was kind of the one that was kind of commercial a little bit. But one of the characters, or it might have been both of them, the main characters were featured in the video dancing. I do remember that about the music video for this song.
Yeah.
So
this good little song. Good,
yeah,
good
yeah,
song
yeah.
From the 80s. It's one of those staples. But yeah, this was written by Prince. So there you go. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. To be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us on the go. Braves are coming back now, so now at least it's 2-1. Eddie Rosario has homered in the game. So Arizona got a couple of runs in the first inning off of Charlie Morton. Got banged around a little bit. Three hits, two runs, no walks. Did have two strikeouts, 21 pitches in the first inning. But Rosario has homered in the game, hit a solo home run. So it's now 2-1 Arizona over the Atlanta Braves. So certainly a long way to go in this. We're only just literally in the top of the second inning. But hopefully Morton gets it kind of calmed down and, you know, relaxes and gets through five, six innings here tonight. So this will be a good series for the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are 18-9 on the road. Arizona's 19-12. At home. So Braves are a really good road team. Arizona's a pretty good home team, and we'll see what happens. By the way, the Arizona Diamondbacks have one more win than the Atlanta Braves. They're 34-23. Braves are 33-23. So they're 11 games above 500. We're 10 games above 500. So they've played really well. Like, they're tied with the Dodgers right now. Again, no guarantees that it can last through 162-game season, but for right now, Arizona's doing what they have to do and figuring out a way to win, and they've got some really good pitching, some really good starting pitching out there. So we'll see the guy on Sunday against Michael Soroka, Zach Gelin, and he's a really good starter, having one of the better seasons so far in the National League. So
Arizona's actually also up on the Dodgers, I believe, in the two series that they've played. Mm-hmm. I think Arizona's won over half those games. I want to say they had like 1-3 game and 1-4 game, and I feel like Arizona may have won four or five of them.
So Arizona, they started the year against the L.A. Dodgers. They were in L.A. They went 2-2 in that four-game series.
Right.
Then they played 2 in San Diego, and then they had 4 at home with the L.A. Dodgers, and they took three out of four at home from them. So they will see the Dodgers again in, it won't be till the second half of the year. Let me see when that is. Though they won't see the Dodgers again until a two-game set in August 8th and 9th, and then they'll play 3 in L.A. the end of the month of August, and then that's the last that they play of them. Kind of strange because, believe it or not, the Arizona Diamondbacks, their last three series of the year are in New York to take on the Mets, three in Chicago to take on the White Sox, and then they finish the year at home against the Houston Astros.
Oh wow!
Aren't they doing that whole divisional
right.
thing? What happened? What happened to doing all the divisional thing? Right? I mean, they played 19 games in their division, and right. anyway, geez, crazy. Anyway, so all right, let's get to an NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So Tom Brady did reiterate that he is retired, so it was a dream to buy into the Raiders. So he reiterated on Thursday that he has no plans to play in the NFL again after retiring in February. And again, he's bought a stake in the, what is it? Are they the Oakland Raiders? The Rancho Cucamonga Raiders.
Las Vegas. The Strip. Let's call them the Strip Raiders.
The El Segundo Raiders. Right? Is that what it is? I mean, again, I don't know how many more times they can move in one lifetime, but anyway.
They've moved, what is it, like five times, right? Twice to Oakland.
Yeah. Once to LA. Yep.
And now Vegas.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, twice to L.A., so, and once to Rancho Cucamonga. But anyway, I'm certain I'm not playing again, so I've tried to make that clear, and I hate to continue to profess that because I've already told people lots of times when responding to a question about is he going to play again. I want to be involved in the NFL for the next 45 years of my life if I last that long. You think he'll get married again?
I could see him doing he'll get married later. Yeah, I can see him doing it a little later.
He's going to date for a while.
Yeah, I was about to say, he'll stay on the scene for a little bit. He'll kind of, you know, kind of be in the scene, kind of, you know, be part of big events, things of that nature. And then, yeah, he'll settle down.
So he's joined the Raiders ownership group pending NFL approval. He's also a part owner with Davis in the WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces. You think Becky Hammon gets an NBA job at some point?
NBA?
Yeah, NBA.
You mean as head coach? Because she's worked in the NBA.
NBA. She was Pop's assistant for all those years.
So as a head coach, I think it's going to happen. When, I don't know, but I can see it happening.
If she doesn't get a job, I'll say it like this, okay? If she doesn't get a NBA head coaching job, no woman will ever get an NBA head coaching job.
Yeah, if they don't give her one, then I agree with you.
There will never be a woman coaching NBA.
I say 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I can buy that. I say
5 years.
If she doesn't get it, ain't nobody going to get it. With her pedigree.
Yeah.
By the way, she's the coach of this team that just won the WNBA title last year. So, he's Brady's part owner there. He's part owner of the Rancho Cucamonga, El Segundo Raiders. And he said he's really looking forward to not getting hit anymore. The game's in great hands. It's time for other guys to do it. Well, again, Pat Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. So, saying that he is officially retired. Yannick Ngakoue talking about where he wants to end up going. Now, how many times have I said on this show, I'd love to have Ngakoue. What do we always say, Day-Day?
You can't have too many guys that sack the quarterback.
Quote, I definitely want to play for a contender, play for a team and an organization that wants to win a Super Bowl. That's one of the things on my agenda to be able to help and contribute to that. Hopefully I can get some gain some interest from a great contender. Well, why not come to the Falcons? We're contenders, right? We're the next contenders out here. Quote, I think in the financial aspect, that has everything to do with my agent and whatever team I decide to go. I just feel like instead of doing business, I'm looking to have a stable home. Well, come to Atlanta. Housing prices are pretty good here. Cost of living is pretty good. Gas isn't too bad. Food is what it is. Come to Atlanta. I'd sign Ngakoue or Justin Houston in a heartbeat. I would sign those guys in a heartbeat and bring them in. And you talk about, talking about true edge guys to help mentor or work with my pass rushers, let me have a Justin Houston in here. Let me have him be a part of this organization. this was funny. So Jordan Davis talking to Jalen Carter via Chris Franklin of NJ.com quote, I'm like, hey, let's get freaky. Now, is that John Freaky? Are they? Because, again, they're obviously Georgia players. You think they're talking about John Freaky?
That's fine. I knew you were going to go there.
If I want to jab inside, then make sure you cover me. Just stuff like that. He had 3+ years of experience with that at Georgia, so I could look at him at a certain kind of way, and he gets the message. So if he says, hey, let's get John Freaky, is that code for something? Is that like pineapple, an upside-down pineapple on the front porch? Is that like keys in a fishbowl? I mean, what is that? Hey, let's get John Freaky.
I don't know if that means, I don't know. It's kind of,
I mean, it's got to be referring to Freaky, right? I mean, there's only one Freaky.
It's definitely not referring to Freaky.
Oh, I think it is.
Sounds like some kind of tango, though.
There's only one John Freaky in this world. So anyway, Texas rookie CJ Stroud taking first team reps within the OTAs. And, you know, look, he's a guy that is that the who was it here? D'Amico Ryan's talking about him this week. Quote, CJ is progressing well. Each day he continues to get better, continues to get more comfortable with the verbiage of the offense and the command of the huddle. I thought this week has been really good. Coming off of a long weekend, it was very eye-opening how on it he was. He did an awesome job in our situational periods, so he's definitely progressing in the right direction, and the sky is the limit for him. And when asked about it, Texans quarterback coach Jared Johnson said that Stroud is, quote, already way, way ahead of pace, unquote, with his footwork and timing. So, look, I think when the quarterback class shakes out, that the guy who's going to emerge is going to be C.J. Stroud. I think he was the best quarterback in this draft. I know how great Bryce Young is. I just think that he's the guy that's going to end up being the more prototypical NFL quarterback. So we'll see. I mean, but, you know, obviously, you know, you're going to have a couple of guys that, you know, we talk about Luka and Trey and things like that being linked. C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young will forever be linked. They will. I mean, that they will forever be linked, for good, bad, or otherwise. So, but, yeah, we'll see what happens with all of that. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines to you. 404-726-0929. We had some good discussion on this topic earlier. I want to get your thoughts about it. Are we finally going to have a coaching advantage on the sidelines for the Atlanta Hawks? 404-726-0929. Had good discussion with this again earlier. Let's talk about it now. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, back at a Chuck Reed Show. You know what the best part of this video is?
What?
Far and away, the best part of this video is when Rick James goes into the studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he grabs that bass guitar.
Yeah, he starts
and it's not
out.
Plugged
yeah.
into anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't plug it. I mean, it's just he grabs a bass guitar off the floor, not plugged into anything, not plugged into an amp or anything like that, and just starts playing the bass.
Yeah.
And, yeah. and then he gives up on it about 5 seconds later. But he puts that bass guitar on, and he's like, okay, yeah, I'm not plugged in or anything like that. We'll just keep it like this. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's that this is pure 80s right here.
Like straight
80s.
Yeah, like this is nothing this is but
a, yeah, this is a pure
this 80s. This was the sound.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So imagine the after parties with Rick James and Eddie Murphy.
Oh my goodness.
In like his prime, maybe not his prime, but you know, sort of close to Rick James's prime. I mean,
Rick James was still pretty much on the scene.
Yeah.
Eddie's prime and Rick James probably just the man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
It's just funny though. I mean that again, this I know it's the cheesiest song maybe ever, but it is a great song. Like yeah. I don't care, listen. If you can't have fun and enjoy yourself to that song, you got no soul.
Yeah.
Like you have a black heart. Like, even I can listen. Even right. I'm the biggest fan of that song. Like, I'm right. a huge fan of Eddie Murphy. Like, I don't mind some of those celebrities that tried to cash in, right? Bruce Willis and Eddie Murphy, Patrick Swayze, right?
Yeah, Bruce Willis actually didn't one of his songs actually kind of. I mean, I know the Eddie Murphy song got a lot of run, but one of Bruce Willis songs had a
lot. He did the cover of Respect Yourself.
Yeah.
That was on, the Return of Bruno
yeah.
album. That was
yeah.
called The Return of Bruno.
Yeah.
And he did the video.
Yeah.
The video that he did, the part that was played by the Staples Singers was the Pointer Sisters.
Right.
So the Pointer Sisters were the background group. With Bruce Willis yep. singing Respect
Yeah,
Yourself.
Because it was right after his moonlighting days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
he was riding that yep. moonlighting
yep.
wave.
Yep.
And, yeah, I remember all, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, The Return of Bruno. I mean, I don't know how the rest of the album is, but, you know, he had a band and all that.
Yeah, they toured.
Yeah.
They toured, yeah.
I mean, they were a blues rock band,
yeah.
right? I mean, they were yeah. kind of blues rock and things like
yep.
that. So, but yeah,
good old Bruce Willis.
Oh yeah.
Oh, but he's ill, right?
Yeah, I mean he's got, I think it's some form of dementia or something like that.
Okay.
Like he's got some real health issues and
yeah.
and it's affected his speaking. Like he can't really speak. So people have to release statements for him and things like that. Like his wife releases statements. What's the ex-wife's name?
Demi
Moore. Yeah. She's put out statements and things like that. So. Yeah, he's in kind of a bad way. So, you know, I don't know that it's maybe it is fatal, but I mean, I think it's like some kind of like brain thing that affects him,
gotcha.
In his speech and different things like that. But yeah, it's kind of sad to see. So. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. So we had a good discussion about this earlier. So, you know, we had Eric Reed on, the long-term play-by-play voice for the Miami Heat on TV. And he was talking about, because I'd asked him about Eric Spoelstra. And look, I was not the biggest Spoelstra guy in his early days and when they had LeBron and Wade and Chris Bosh, because I thought literally he was a guy that rolled the basketball out. And Pat Riley was really controlling the strings, right? I mean, he was the one who was pulling the strings for all of this. Spoelstra was just along for the ride. But Spoelstra has proven himself to be one of the elite premier coaches. And you heard Kurt Helin say he may be the best coach in the NBA. I don't have a problem with saying that. I mean, I always think of Greg Popovich as the best coach in the NBA because of all of his success. I know Pop is in a completely different place now than he was 15 years ago, right? But, you know, it's the old man acknowledging him. You know, again, he's the top of the food chain. You know, maybe the most beloved coach, certainly one of the more influential coaches, right? Successful coaches, everything along that lines. But Spoelstra may be the best modern-day coach that we have in the NBA right now. And when he gets into a series, you always feel like that the Miami Heat have an advantage on the sidelines. Are we going to have that with Quinn Snyder? And I'm asking you at 404-726-0929. Are we going to have that with Quinn Snyder? Because that's one of the things that we have not had for a while. You know, maybe Coach Bud was one of the guys. literally, I think we've had two guys that were we had an advantage on the sidelines. I think Coach Bud and I think Mike Fratello. I think that's the two guys that we had as coaching advantage on the sidelines. You know, going the football world, I never thought we had a coaching advantage when Dan Quinn was the head coach of this football team. I do think that now. And I talked about this for years about we need to be a better head coach than the people that we line up against. We need to have more faith in our head coach that when we line up against somebody that it's going to work out. But we didn't get that with Dan Quinn. I don't care what kind of success Dan Quinn had. We never had an advantage on the sidelines. I think now with Quinn Snyder, we have that advantage again. And we haven't had that for quite a while. And again, the Eric Spoelstra effect. He gets more out of less. They find ways to win. They find ways to survive in advance. Like, there's a resiliency about the Miami Heat. They haven't been always the most talented team, but whether it's the bubble, whether it's this year, they find a way to get it done. You know, last year they were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They find ways to get it done. And all he does is win, and all he does is make people better. Talking about Eric Spoelstra, pronouns, pal. All he does is make everybody better. I hope that's the same effect that Quinn Snyder has on this team. I hope that's the same effect that he has on this roster. So time will tell, right? I mean, obviously, so far so good as far as the player personnel aspect of it, just getting along with their head coach and being invigorated. But remember, they were only 10-11 in the games that he coached. They were 10-11. They didn't get that kind of boost and that spark and different things like that. That, you know, normally when you see a head coach get replaced, there's that instant kind of spark that a team has. And they may go on a run. We saw that with Nate McMillan. Hawks made a huge run when Nate McMillan was hired. We didn't see that, though, this year. I mean, I think it's all in a positive direction because of what we're going, but we didn't see those tangible results on the court.
Do you think maybe, because I do remember when Nate took over and they went on that run, mm-hmm. a lot of people kind of afterwards, it was like Nate didn't really try to come in and make a lot of adjustments. He kind of let the guys kind of do kind of what it was they were, I guess, wanting to do. Do you think this maybe because of the results related to Quinn's takeover are more so because he was more injective in trying to see, okay, what will work, what won't work, you know, do you feel like that could be the case?
I mean, look, he didn't do anything to change the staff during the season, right?
I mean,
and you weren't going to do that or whatever. But I'll put it like this. On one hand, you heard all the players say, well, the message wasn't getting through and this and that, okay? All right, so they replaced the guy that you had as the head coach with the message wasn't getting through or the message was stale or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're getting a completely new message from a guy who is youthful, mm-hmm. successful, and all that kind of stuff. And that didn't translate into wins.
Right.
That didn't translate into wins. And I'm not talking about that, you know, again, the Hawks were what they were, but you didn't get that arbitrary boost like we see from a lot of coaching changes, right?
Right.
Like, you know, normally when you see a look at Brent Key.
Yeah.
Look at Brent Key right over here at Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Right? What they went was two straight, right?
Again, they went on. I mean, they had lost to Central Florida.
Right.
They lost Central Florida on the road. Then they go up to Pitt and mm-hmm. beat Pitt
right.
on their home field. Then they come back here and beat Duke.
Right.
And obviously they went to Carolina and beat Carolina. So you could look and say, I mean, look, it got Brent Key the job, right? I mean, because of what he did, you know, in that last half of the season.
Right.
He was, what, 3-3, I think it was? And had big wins against North Carolina. Went to Pitt and had to win. So, again, we saw some of those tangible results. We didn't see that with Quinn Snyder. And I know it was about evaluation or this, that, and the other, but I promise you, they wanted as many home playoff games as they could possibly get. They wanted that money and that revenue and that, you know, that national TV. They wanted all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that Tony Ressler wasn't invested in, hey, we got to be a playoff team.
Right.
Hey, we got to have playoffs and this, that, and the other. hey, we want games at home, right?
Right.
We want to have series at home. So don't think that Tony Ressler wasn't a big, you know, championing, whatever it is, that cause. He was the guy behind the driving force of all of it to get this thing going. And obviously, look, they paid him a lot of money. Paid him a lot of money to come in here and not just coach this year, but obviously he got a really hefty contract. He got championship caliber coaching contract. And somebody brought up, one of our callers brought up earlier in the show that if Quinn Snyder has the same run that he did in Utah, would that be a success? I say no. You know, we've been to the Eastern Conference Finals. There's no reason why, if we're paying a coach championship money level, that we shouldn't be back in the Eastern Conference or NBA Finals at some point. I'm not saying in a year or even two, but you get to that third year, there has to be some tangible results that happen.
Yeah, the progression has to.
Yeah. Right? And so I think Quinn Snyder is the guy to lead that charge, and I think he's the guy that, you know, he can be like the Eric Spoelstra of the world. But, you know, it's nowadays when you see these head coaches, right? You have success and you have to have lots of success, and then you have a bad year and they're shipped out. Now, I don't think that Tony Ressler is that kind of guy. I don't think that he's impulsive like that, but you never know. Once you taste success, you want more of it, right? And Tony Ressler is a businessman. He married a Hollywood actress. He married the girl who, what was
she was Lost Boy. She
Twister. Yeah,
Lost Boys is my yeah.
Yeah, that's your jam. Yeah, that's your jam on it. So, but I do think that we now have an advantage that we have not had in a long time. I think Coach Budenholzer, he gave us an advantage on the sidelines. I think the only other coach before is Mike Fratello. Now think about that.
Yeah,
From Mike Fratello to Coach Budenholzer, yeah. how long of a stretch is that? That's Bob Weiss. That's Mike Woodson.
Mm-hmm.
That's Larry Drew. That's Lon Kruger.
Was Lenny Wilkins.
Yeah, Lenny Wilkins.
Yeah,
Lon
he was
Kruger.
In there, yep.
I don't think Lenny Wilkins gave us an advantage on the sidelines.
I think his coaching, what do you say, height, I guess. I think by the time he got to the Hawks, like, I think he was good enough to keep him relevant, but not get him,
right,
you know, over that relevancy.
He was a player coach for the Supersonics, and I think led them to the NBA Finals,
yeah,
right? And they won a championship. And then with the Cavs, he got them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
Then with us, it was that next rung down, second-round playoff,
playoffs.
Right?
Yeah. So, playoff consistency was there, but just not – we couldn't get past. Yeah.
Yep. Couldn't get past a lot of those humps. So, all right, when we come back, it's going to be time for Rank 'Em. Hit us up at 404-741-0929, at JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for Real. Hit us up with your Rank 'Ems for this evening. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. And at the top of the hour, we got any gimmick hosts or anything? Doink?
No.
Okay.
Top of the hour. JR Sports Brief.
All right.
Yep.
All right. No T.L. Hopper?
No.
Yeah. No The Goon?
No.
Fake Razor?
Straight JR.
Duke the Dumpster Droze?
Nope. None of that.
Okay. Repo Man?
Nope.
Repo Man.
Not him either.
All right, 404-741-0929 on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, at JMSH316 at the D. Lewis for real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
Yeah. All right, JC. So, first up, I was on the treadmill the other day, and Brooke Shields was on Good... What is the show? Not Good Morning America, but... with Ryan Seacrest. Well, Ryan Seacrest ain't the host no more. Kelly and whoever the new guy is.
Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, and the new guy.
Yeah. Is it Michael Strahan?
No. It's a new guy. I think he was a fill-in before, but now he's permanently on because Seacrest stepped away. But it got me to thinking, like... Actors, actresses who's, you know, had like career resurgences, right? Because remember, a lot of people may not remember, but, you know, she caught a lot of flack because she was, 16 when she did that Blue Lagoon movie where she was topless?
Yeah, her and that William Catt, who was the guy who played the greatest American hero.
Right.
She was nude. Well, the thing about it, she was nude in that movie.
Right, as a teenager, yes. Right. Yes. And so, she never, took off, and then she kind of, she was here and there, but lately she's been...
Yeah, she made a lot of money, though, as a model.
Right.
Because, I mean, she was a teenage model. Tons of cash as a teenage model.
So these actors, actresses whose careers had resurgences, rank them. Brooke Shields, Robert Downey Jr., Winona Ryder, and John Travolta.
I'll do Robert Downey Jr. He was always a great actor, but the whole Iron Man thing gave him a much more mainstream appearance. Let me tell you, that character that he played in, what is it, Less Than Zero?
Less Than Zero. He was the drug addict.
He was the drug addict guy. He dies at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
He was the preppy guy. He was phenomenal in that movie. I mean, he's so good. He was good in Chaplin, but he made that mainstream, and I think he really brought mainstream to the Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a big factor in all of that. So he's number one. Brooke Shields, who's the other ones?
Winona Ryder and John Travolta.
Oh, Travolta, number two. I mean, that was a great comeback movie. But here's the problem, though. Okay, here's the problem. He had the big comeback movie with Pulp Fiction, okay?
Right.
Then he started doing every cheesy movie imaginable, right? The one with Nicolas Cage.
The Rock. Face Off. Yeah, Face Off.
The one, Broken Arrow.
Yeah, Broken Arrow was horrible,
God. I mean, and he just started doing all of these movies. You know, the next time he was good in a movie was, did you ever see that movie... What is it, Welcome to Paris or something like that?
I didn't see it, but I know what you're talking about.
He plays that bodyguard where he's got the buzzed haircut and the goatee. Phenomenal. He was great in that movie. But he did all of the cheesy movies.
See, Face Off I thought was pretty cool. I liked Face Off. I was a fan of Face Off.
So. When he goes out there, whee!
Then Winona Ryder
I'll do Brooke Shields too.
Three.
I wasn't a big Winona Ryder fan.
Yeah.
I know she was in Edward Scissorhands and what was that movie? What was the movie about? It was like their version of The Breakfast Club and all that.
And then after that, I think is when she kind of hit a lull.
Well, she dated Johnny Depp. That'll get you in the gutter.
All right, here we go. I told you that tomorrow we're going down to the farm there to pick strawberries and pig out and stuff. So rank these berries: strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
I'll go blackberries one.
Okay.
Blueberries two, because those are really good antioxidants.
Okay.
And let's see, strawberry, and what was the other one?
And raspberries.
Raspberry number two.
Okay.
Blueberry three. And strawberry four.
Four, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big strawberry guy.
Raspberries, blueberries, and blackberries, those are really good antioxidants.
Okay.
So if you want to, what ibuprofen does. Anti-inflammatory.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Those berries like that are real anti-inflammatory foods. Like I buy the frozen packs from Walmart.
Right.
Like I buy the mixed berries.
Right.
And I just, you know, kind of, even though they're frozen, I'll just let them thaw out and chew on them because they're really good, not just antioxidants.
Didn't know that.
But they're anti-inflammatory.
I'll start using those in my smoothies.
Raspberry's a big anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, I'll start using those in my smoothies then. Didn't know that. All right, so we're in that kind of part of the year where, you know, like you said, the playoffs kind of are sporadic. And so your TV, rank these, you know, these other sports if they're on TV. USFL, the Women's College World Series, college baseball playoffs, college lacrosse playoffs.
I like the road to Omaha and the college baseball. What's the term for it?
I forgot what they call it.
But I like the college baseball.
Okay.
Lacrosse. I mean, I love lacrosse, but I don't want to watch it on TV. That would be
really.
Four.
I love watching lacrosse.
I love lacrosse. I mean, I played it in high school.
Where were you?
Well, we had lacrosse my senior year in high school.
Okay.
That was the first year it was ever.
Okay.
Yeah. And we didn't even play other high schools.
We played
like, I don't even know what you want to call it. We played like
kind of like club teams.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
What was your position?
What the hell was I? I mean, that was 30-something years ago. I mean, listen, all I wanted to do was get the stick and just whack somebody. You know, I was the whacker guy. Like, I just knocked people over.
Okay.
And then they would, you know, give me a foul or whatever. So, anyway.
All right. So, yeah. So, baseball one, lacrosse two, and then you got Women's College World Series and then USFL.
Yeah. USFL probably three and World Series four.
All right. We got one from one of our listeners. He tweeted, sent this to us on Twitter, the ATLI. So you got to pull your computer out for this.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right. He kept it a little PG. So you got Kai, I guess it's Kai, K-Y, underscore Z, Z-E-E.
Mm-hmm. That's it? Kai Z?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Got her?
She is Kai Ziegler.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one is Lateria Hope. So L-A-T E-R-I-A Hope. Mm-hmm. H-O-P-E.
Okay. And let's see here. Lateria Hope. We got her.
All right. This next one looks like it's Mary Ambassador. M-A-R-Y A-M-B-A-S-I-R underscore.
S-I-R.
Uh-huh. Underscore.
Underscore. All right. Mary, Miriam Basir.
Basir. And then the final one.
Okay.
Gold Skinned. G-O-L-D. S-K-I-N-N-E-D.
And Gold Skinned, known as Gigi.
Yeah.
That's what her handle is. I am going to go with this, what is it? The Miriam Basir. Miriam Basir, I'll go with her one. I go Kai Z number two.
Okay.
I'll go what's her name? Goldilocks number three.
Okay.
And what's her name? Lateria Hope.
Lateria Hope.
Hope. She looks like she's a pop singer or something like
that. Yeah. Yeah. All right. You got anybody on that end you want to give some love to?
So let's see here. From our buddy Avi Cohen, Picket Fences, 30-something, Northern Exposure, St. Elsewhere. On that list, St. Elsewhere would be number one. That was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
The rest of those two, I would throw them all in the trash.
30-something? No, I'm thinking, never mind. I'm thinking of Third Rock.
Northern Exposure was another one of those just awful shows.
Yeah.
Rank these from our buddy Rusty. Rank these on my Twitter page. Popeye's Biscuits, Red Lobster Cheddar Biscuits, Hardee's Biscuits, Mrs. Winter's Biscuits. All right, I'm going to go with Popeye's number one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Mrs.
Winter's too, yeah, because they used to put that honey glaze on the top.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, there is Mrs. Winter still around.
Yeah, they're sporadic, but yes. Well, they went away and then they kind of started.
There's one in Sandy Springs on Roswell Road.
Okay.
Just north of Northridge.
Okay.
If you go 400 north, get off Northridge, head to Alpharetta Highway, Highway 9, and it's right up there on the left before you get to before you get to some of those other shopping centers.
Okay.
Like that.
And then they reopened the one near Greenbrier Mall at one point. I don't know if it's still open, but they did reopen it when they started coming back.
Well, so. I'll do the Cheddar Bay biscuits, yeah. Number three, and then Hardy. Hardy's has got good biscuits, so I will give them credit for all
I'm
that.
I'm not a big biscuit guy, but yeah.
I could eat a pile of biscuits. for my buddy J-Dub, by the way, too, he says, you know the story behind that song that was Eddie Murphy and like 15 other people were snowed in at Rick James's house for 2 weeks in Buffalo. I'm surprised that there wasn't a chemical experiment that melted all the snow. Rank these possibilities of things happening next. This is from our buddy Matt Ryan. The SEC plays 9 conference games. ACC breaks its grant of rights. Big 12 disbands. Notre Dame joins a conference. I think the Pac-12 is potentially disbanding. I think that's number one. I think the ACC breaking its grant of rights is number two. SEC plays 9 conference games. 3. Notre Dame's never going to join a conference. From our buddy Marco, they're never going to join a conference. I mean, that's the reality of it. From our buddy Marco, The Rock's acting in the following: Moana, The Fast Series, Ballers, or Gridiron Gang. I did like the Gridiron Gang. That wasn't too
bad.
Yeah,
that was the one where he was the coach for the prison football team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't see Ballers, so I don't know if he was any good in that
or not. It was a pretty good series. It didn't last long, unfortunately, but it was a pretty decent series.
I watched a little bit of that Moana. I mean, I called it Moron. they're a bunch of morons, so I guess I'll go with those two, number 3 and 4. And I guess I didn't even watch. I've watched like 5 minutes of the Fast and Furious things. Like, they're just so over the top.
Yeah.
They're just too tiring to watch.
Yeah, so, they're exhausting.
Anyway, from my buddy James on the text line, rank these music gimmicks: Disco Inferno, Honky Tonk Man, mid 90s Jeff Jarrett. That was actually pretty good.
Mid 90s.
And then R-Truth.
Yeah.
I used to see Glenn Gilberti all the time as this Disco is Inferno. Yeah. His name is Glenn Gilberti.
Right.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. And at the top of the hour, we got any gimmick hosts or anything? Doink?
No.
Okay.
Top of the hour. JR Sports Brief.
All right. Yep. All right. No T.L. Hopper?
No.
Yeah. No The Goon?
No.
Fake Razor?
Straight JR.
Duke the Dumpster Droze?
Nope. None of that.
Okay. Repo Man?
Nope.
Repo Man.
Not him either.
All right, 404-741-0929 on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at JMSH316 at the D. Lewis for real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
Yeah, all right, JC. So, first up, I was on the treadmill the other day, and Brooke Shields was on Good. What is the show? Not Good Morning America, but with Ryan Seacrest. Well, Ryan Seacrest ain't the host no more. Kelly and whoever the new guy is.
Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, and the new guy.
Yeah. Is it Michael Strahan?
No. It's a new guy. I think he was a fill-in before, but now he's permanently on because Seacrest stepped away. But it got me to thinking, like, actors, actresses who's, you know, had like career resurgences, right? Because remember, a lot of people may not remember, but, you know, she caught a lot of flack because she was, 16 when she did that Blue Lagoon movie where she was topless?
Yeah, her and that William Catt, who was the guy who played the greatest American hero.
Right.
Because she was new. Well, the thing about it, she was nude in that movie.
Right,
as a
and
teenager.
She as a teenager,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so, like, she never, like, took off, and then she kind of, she was here and there, and then, but lately yeah, I mean, she's been, like.
Yeah, she made a lot of money, though, as a model.
Right.
Because, I mean, she was a teenage model.
Model, right.
She made tons of cash as a teenage model.
So these actors, actresses whose careers had resurgences, rank them. Brooke Shields, Robert Downey Jr., Winona Ryder, and John Travolta.
I'll do Robert Downey Jr. He was always a great actor,
mm-hmm.
but the whole Iron Man thing gave him a much more mainstream appearance. Let me tell you, that character that he played in, what is it, Less Than Zero?
Less Than Zero. He was
the drug addict. He was the drug addict guy. He dies at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
He was the preppy guy. He was phenomenal in that movie. I mean, he's so good. He was good in Chaplin,
mm-hmm.
But he made that mainstream, and I think he really brought mainstream to the Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a big factor in all of that. So he's number one. Brooke Shields, who's the other ones?
Winona Ryder and John Travolta.
Oh, Travolta, number two. I mean, that was a great comeback movie. Here's the problem, though. Okay, here's the problem. He had the big comeback movie with Pulp Fiction, okay?
Right.
Then he started doing every cheesy movie imaginable, right? The one with Nicolas Cage,
The Rock. Face Off.
The one, Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow was horrible,
God. I mean, and he just started doing all of these movies. You know the next time he was good in a movie was, did you ever see that movie, what is it, like Welcome to Paris or something like that?
I didn't see it, but I know what you're talking about.
He plays that like bodyguard where he's got the buzzed haircut and the goatee. Phenomenal. Like, he was great in that movie. But he did all of the cheesy movies.
See, Face Off I thought was pretty cool. I liked Face Off. I was a fan of Face Off.
So. When he goes out there, wee!
Then Winona Ryder and
I'll do Brooke Shields too.
Three.
I wasn't a big Winona Ryder fan.
Yeah,
I know she was in Edward Scissorhands and what was that movie? What was the movie about? It was like their version of The Breakfast Club and all that.
And then after that, I think is when she kind of hit a lull.
Well, she dated Johnny Depp. That'll get you in the gutter.
All right, here we go. I told you that tomorrow we're going down to the farm there to pick strawberries and pig out and stuff. So rank these berries: strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
I'll go blackberries one,
okay.
Blueberries two, because those are really good antioxidants.
Okay.
And let's see, strawberry, and what was the other one?
And raspberries.
Raspberry number two,
okay.
Blueberry three, and strawberry four.
Four, really?
Yeah
I'm a big strawberry guy.
Raspberries, blueberries, and blackberries, those are really good antioxidants.
Okay.
So if you want to, like, if you want to, they're, what is it? What am I trying to say? The, what ibuprofen does. Anti-inflammatory.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those berries like that are real anti-inflammatory foods. Like I buy the frozen packs from Walmart.
Right.
Like I buy the mixed berries.
Right.
And I just, you know, kind of, even though they're frozen, like, I'll just let them thaw out and chew on them because they're really good. Not just antioxidants.
Didn't know that.
But they're anti-inflammatory.
I'll start using those in my smoothies.
Raspberry's a big anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, I'll start using those in my smoothies then. Didn't know that. All right, so we're in that kind of part of the year where, you know, like you said, the playoffs kind of are sporadic. And so, your TV, rank these, you know, these other sports if they're on TV. USFL, the Women's College World Series, college baseball playoffs, college lacrosse playoffs.
I like the road to Omaha and the college baseball. What's the term for it?
I forgot what they call it.
But I like the college baseball.
Okay.
Lacrosse. I mean, I love lacrosse, but I don't want to watch it on TV. That would be
really.
Poor. I love lacrosse. I mean, I played it in high school.
Where were you?
Well, we had lacrosse my senior year in high school.
Okay.
That was the first year it was ever.
Okay.
Yeah. And we didn't even play other high schools. We played like, I don't even know what you want to call it. We played like
kind of like club, of,
yeah,
teams,
like, yeah, yeah, gotcha. Stuff like that.
What was your position?
What the hell was I? I mean, that was 30-something
right,
years
right,
ago.
Right.
I mean, listen, all I wanted to do was get the stick and just right. whack somebody. You know, I was the whacker guy.
Like, gotcha.
I just knocked people over.
Okay.
And then they would, you know, give me a foul or whatever. So, anyway.
All right. So, yeah. So, baseball won, lacrosse two, and then you got Women's College World Series and then USFL.
Yeah. USFL probably three and okay. World Series four.
All right. Got one from one of our listeners. He tweeted, sent this to us on Twitter, the ATLI. So you got to pull your phone out, computer out for this.
Oh,
one.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. He kept it a little PG. So you got okay. Kai, I guess it's Kai, K-Y, mm-hmm. underscore Z, Z-E-E.
Mm-hmm. That's it? Kai
yep.
Z?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Got her.
She is Kai Ziegler.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one is Lateria Hope. So L-A-T. E-R-I-A, Hope, mm-hmm. H-O-P-E.
Okay, and let's see here. Materia Hope, we got her.
All right, this next one looks like it's Mary Ambassador, M-A-R-Y, mm-hmm. A-M-B-A-S-I-R underscore.
S-I-R?
Uh-huh, underscore.
Underscore. All right. Mary, Miriam Basir.
Basir. And then the final one.
Okay.
Gold Skinned. G-O-L-D. Mm-hmm. S-K-I-N-N-E-D.
And Gold Skin, known as Gigi.
Yeah.
That's what her handle is. I am going to go with this, what is it? The Miriam Basir. Maram Basir, I'll go with her one. I go Kai Z number two.
Okay.
I'll go what's her name? Goldilocks number three.
Okay.
And what's her name? Lateria Hope.
Lateria Hope.
Yeah,
I'm
Lateria
guess.
Hope. She looks like she's a pop singer or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
She's
number
four.
You got anybody on that end you want to give show some love to?
So let's see here. From our buddy Avi Cohen, Picket Fences, 30-something, Northern Exposure, St. Elsewhere. On that list, St. Elsewhere would be number one. That was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
The rest of those two, I would throw them all in the trash.
30-something? Never mind. I'm thinking of Third Rock.
Northern Exposure was another one of those just awful shows.
Yeah.
Rank these from our buddy Rusty. Rank these on my Twitter page. Popeye's Biscuits, Red Lobster Cheddar Biscuits, Hardee's Biscuits, Mrs. Winter's Biscuits. All right, I'm going to go with Popeye's number one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Mrs.
Winter's too, yeah, because they used to put that honey glaze on the top.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, there is Mrs. Winter still around.
Yeah, they're sporadic, but yes. Yeah. Well, they went away and then they kind of started.
There's one in Sandy Springs on Roswell Road.
Okay.
Just north of Northridge.
Okay.
If you go 400 north, get off Northridge, head to Alpharetta Highway,
right.
Highway 9,
mm-hmm.
and it's right up there on the left before you get to some of those other shopping centers.
Okay.
Like that.
And then they reopened the one near Greenbrier Mall at one point. I don't know if it's still open, but they did reopen it when they started coming back.
Well, so. I'll do the Cheddar Bay Biscuits number three, and then Hardee. Hardee's got good biscuits, so I will give them credit for all
I'm
that.
Not a big biscuit guy, but yeah.
I could eat a pile of biscuits. for my buddy J-Dub, by the way, too, he says, you know the story behind that song that was Eddie Murphy and like 15 other people were snowed in at Rick James's house for 2 weeks in Buffalo. I'm surprised that there wasn't a chemical experiment that melted all the snow. Rank these possibilities of things happening next. This is from our buddy Matt Ryan. The SEC plays 9 conference games. ACC breaks its grant of rights. Big 12 disbands. Notre Dame joins a conference. I think the Pac-12 is potentially disbanding. I think that's number one. I think the ACC breaking its grant of rights is number two. SEC plays 9 conference games. 3. Notre Dame's never going to join a conference. From our buddy Marco, they're never going to join a conference. I mean that's the reality of it. From our buddy Marco, The Rock's acting in the following: Moana, The Fast Series, Ballers, or Gridiron Gang. I did like the Gridiron Gang. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that was the one where he was the coach for the prison football team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't see Ballers, so I don't know if he was any good in that
It was a pretty good series. It didn't last long, unfortunately, but it was a pretty decent series.
I watched a little bit of that Moana. I mean, I called it Moron. they're a bunch of morons, so I guess I'll go with those two, number three and four. And I guess I didn't even watch. I've watched like 5 minutes of the Fast and Furious things. Like, they're just so over the top. They're just too tiring to watch.
Yeah, so, they're exhausting.
Anyway, from my buddy James on the text line, rank these music gimmicks: Disco Inferno, Honky Tonk Man, mid-90s Jeff Jarrett. That was actually pretty good.
Mid-90s.
And then R-Truth.
Yeah.
I used to see Glenn Gilberti all the time as this Disco is Inferno. Yeah. His name is Glenn Gilberti.
Right.
I used to see him all the time at Main Event Fitness. He was still in the power plant when I saw him. Honky Tonk Man is the greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
Yeah.
So he's number one. R-Truth. I love R-Truth.
Really?
I do. I really
He was
like
hit
R-Truth.
Or miss with me.
He was good in TNA when he was a more serious wrestler.
Yeah.
But I like R-Truth. I enjoy him even now. I'll do mid-90s Jeff Jarrett with the whole, rockabilly thing and what's his name? Road Dogg with him. And then Disco Inferno. Like, I appreciate the gimmick. He wasn't very good on that.
No.
All right, what you got?
All right, you ready?
Oh, jeez, we got to
get out. I know,
we got to get out.
All right.
I want to go home early. So, all right. We'll wrap it up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck from the Key Studios. Sports Radio after the game, odyssey.com, man.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.